The question was, after someone would go to your site, is there a link to more information?
Absolutely. I think particularly the ENACT tool, the original ENACT tool, which I mentioned, is a great tool for those who are interested in planning and implementation, and also sort of more details about resources you could access to really help guide implementation of some of those policies. So that would be probably, and we try to link those two tools together seamlessly so that you can access the other one while you're looking at the data.
Back to the question of what were the most popular items, Darcy, if you want to review, I'll read it. Yeah, corn, tomatoes, peaches, turnip greens, yellow squash, cucumbers, cantaloupe, and watermelon. And remind us again the town. This is Louis.
Nashville.
Okay. So this is what was being grown in your local areas, and in season, the months were
in the summer,
June through August, and so in communities where the growing season is relatively short, then these would be the items that would be popular. More questions? Yes.
Mothers in the WIC program.
WIC.
I'm not familiar with that program. This is the Farmers Market Nutrition Program. It's a federal-state matching program. The feds put up half the money. The state puts up the other half. Seniors and mothers in the WIC program get, through their local senior center or WIC center, $20 in vouchers that they can only use at a farmers market.
For fruits and vegetables, yeah.
Yeah.
Question? The question was, how does having a stand rather than a farmer's market address issues of health disparities and racism? Is that the question?
Well, one of the reasons for that decision was because the farmers in the community that we could work with were, mostly white farmers. And, so when it came down to making a decision about how food would be made available in the community, we decided that, there was a way to procure food from farmers, local farmers, but actually have the people selling the food be community members within the neighborhood. And so that was really
build capacity for local business skill development kind of thing. Question?
In the front here?
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Who have challenges much more in common with the rest of the same key population as opposed to new immigrants, very new immigrants who have very different.
This will be an area that we'll really want to go into next year when we talk about Health Without Borders in San Diego. So hopefully we'll bring forward some really important papers on Hispanics. Yes, ma'am. And then we'll take your question and then one more. Yes. And we can take one more, and then we need to end. Any last comment? Well, I'll just say thank you to this panel, which really presented some marvelous work, both looking for finding the data as well as models that we all can follow. And we will continue to look at this area as an important one for us to make challenge, to move ahead. Thank you.